From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. Malaysia's police inspector general called for justice.
The crew and 43 Malaysian passengers died in this incident. Surely we would like to ensure that the perpetrators were brought to justice.
The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded that Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian missile, something Russia has denied. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, though, called for the formation of an international panel to bring the perpetrators to justice. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on two large hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes.
Imagine a slaughterhouse. This is worse. Even a slaughterhouse is more humane.
The Syrian government, along with Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone to his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. He told him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia on Syria. He said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed Wednesday to key states. Those are the states they need to win in the November 8th election. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the U.S. and Iraq have agreed on a plan to send about 600 American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Speaking in New Mexico, Carter told reporters that the additional U.S. military personnel will train, advise, and assist Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga. Two top U.S. diplomats are concluding a two-day visit to Ankara as tensions are surfacing between the U.S. and Turkey, despite recent diplomatic efforts to improve relations. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish media reports say diplomatic tensions dog the Ankara visit of U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Brett McGurk, Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter the Islamic State. McGurk reportedly was admonished by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for accepting a medal from the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, a key US ally in the war against the Islamic State. Ankara accuses the YPG of being terrorists linked to the PKK, which the Turkish state has been battling for more than 30 years. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The U.S. Congress has voted to override President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that allows lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Police in Thailand's capital threatened Wednesday to arrest human rights researchers with Amnesty International over the announcement of a new report detailing allegations of torture by the military and police. An Amnesty spokesman went forward with an impromptu news conference anyway, detailing a report that alleges many cases of Thai soldiers and police using beatings, suffocation by plastic bags, waterboarding, and forms of humiliation. Yuval Ginbar is an Amnesty legal advisor.
We documented 74 cases. We had interviews also with officials. And we came to the sad conclusion that torture is prevalent in Thailand. And as far as military interrogations are concerned, torture is even systematic.
Amnesty says the torture remains common despite pledges from the military government to end abusive practices. A senior U.S. official said Wednesday a growing number of Chinese companies and individuals could face investigation for suspected violations of sanctions placed on North Korea due to that nation's nuclear program. State Department Coordinator for Sanctions Policy Daniel Fried spoke to a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee on Wednesday. Another senior State Department official said the U.S. government is not fully satisfied with China's North Korea sanctions implementation. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.